91X News.
It's 12 degrees with a light rain shower at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Haley Rose. Changes in farmland values mean Quinney West farmers could see their property taxes skyrocket. QNET's Matthew Murray has the story.
A high demand for farmland and low interest rates have caused property values to jump in Quinty West, according to new numbers presented to council by the Municipal Property Assessment Corporation. The jump in values could see property taxes for some farmers double over the next 4 years. Frank Vrugdenhill is a beef and crop farmer in Quinty West. He says he's seen the value of his 170-acre farm go up since the last MPAC assessment in 2012. When property taxes soar, he says it hurts local farmers.
Well, it's going to make everything hard. Farm commodity prices are at an all-time low again, so their income is already hurt very badly.
He says he's gone to MPAC to have his land value reassessed before, and that it's something he'd do again.
So that made a difference on my taxes, but I would do that again if they, and I think everybody should. And then they should go to council and argue that they can't, they need to lower the mill rate.
Deputy Mayor Jim Alia says he saw one parcel of land he owns more than double in value since the last assessment. The increase shocked him, and the possibility of residents paying twice the property tax is something he says he couldn't even begin to justify.
And I realize the increase is going to be over 4 years, but it's such a massive increase, even phasing it in over 4 years, it's still going to be a hard hit if it stays the way it is.
Quinty West Council will receive a complete list of property assessments from MPAC in December. That final list will then be used by Council to adjust the taxes for 2017. Matthew Murray, QNET News, Belleville.
And Post Media says it plans to reduce its salary expenses by 20% through voluntary staff buyouts, adding that layoffs are possible if its target isn't met. The company says staff have until November 8th to apply for the buyouts. In January, Post Media cut 90 jobs and merged newsrooms in four cities, but maintained separate papers in each location. More is to come. And the Education Quality and Accountability Office has canceled a test of its new online assessment program for Ontario high school students. The agency, which oversees standardized testing, has planned to have students up to 900 high schools across the province take part in the test today. But it announced the test had been scrubbed after it experienced widespread technical issues with the online network. Today's voluntary test was to serve as a trial of the technical readiness of the EQAO and the schools to support online assessments. And Ontario plans to introduce legislation to outlaw computer scalper bots that scoop up huge blocks of tickets to concerts and major sporting events, forcing people to the more expensive resale market. Keith Leslie reports.
Attorney General Yasser Naqvi admits there's no magic bullet to stop criminals in other jurisdictions from using sophisticated computer software to make bulk purchases of tickets to resell at far above face value. But Naqvi says inaction is not the answer either, and he feels strongly that Ontario needs to do something to protect consumers.
People should have a fair shot at getting tickets.
Naqvi was bugged by seeing the tragically hip fans being shut out of initial ticket sales for the iconic Canadian band's farewell tour last summer. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's QNET News on 91X to 304. In sports, the Loyalist women's soccer team played their final game of the season last night. The women fought hard but lost to Durham 6-1. They ended their season with 9 losses, 2 ties, and 1 win. And the Loyalist men's and women's basketball teams will hit the court in the school's first game of the 2016-2017 season on Saturday. Both teams will look to improve this year, with the men ending last season with a 7-13 record and tied for 8th in the Eastern Conference of the Ontario Colleges Athletic Association, while the women's team ended last season with a 7-7 record. Loyalist basketball rookie Ty Chapman says the team is really starting to mesh under new head coach Patrick Cabea.
It's going really well. Our new coach, Pat, is doing fantastic. We're building relationships every day.
Chapman says he feels they have a great shot against Centennial College after doing well in preseason games earlier this month.
We have a great chance against them. Last weekend, we just played Mohawk. We took them into overtime. They're one of the best teams in the West. I think we're going to come out and show off our talents, and I think we will pull out a win.
Both the men and women play Centennial in Belleville on Saturday afternoon. The women's game kicks off the day at 1 o'clock, while the men's team plays at 3. And in local hockey, the Picton Pirates face off against the Napanee Raiders tonight at 7:30. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, at 3:06, it's 12 degrees with a light rain shower. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Haley Rose, News on 91X, next at 4 o'clock.